It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. Well, this morning, sometime before 9 o'clock, we're expecting the Iowa Supreme Court to release a decision that may result in a powerful blow to Iowa's open meetings law. And with me this morning to talk about that case is IPR's Sarah Bowden. She covers the courts, among other things. Good morning, Sarah.
Hey, Clay.
So first, can you just describe what this case is? What's at stake?
Sure. So about 2 years ago, the Warren County Board of Supervisors decided to lay off 12 county employees. And this three-member panel didn't make this decision through meeting in person or emailing each other. Instead, they reached a unanimous agreement by relaying messages to each other through the county administrator. So obviously, this kind of reorganization is very controversial. So by using a proxy, the board was able to avoid deliberating in public.
And Iowa code just allows this?
That's what the Iowa Supreme Court needs to decide. Iowa code defines a meeting as when the majority of members of a governmental body gather or deliberate either by, quote, in-person or by electronic means. The board is arguing that this in-person or electronic means language creates a bright line rule, which they say they didn't violate because they communicated through the county administrator.
So I guess you could argue, though, that a meeting was still happening.
And the former employees are saying exactly that.
Okay.
They're arguing that by having a coming together of ideas or concepts, especially when this coming together results in a decision, you're essentially holding a meeting.
All right, Sarah, so what do you think is going to happen?
It's a really bad idea for a journalist to make any sort of prediction, especially when the state Supreme Court or the U.S. Supreme Court
right.
is the topic. However, I will say that several of the justices raised questions that seemed, at least to me, to indicate that they are at least somewhat uncomfortable with what had taken place in Warren County. For example, Justice Bruce Sager even said that he believed it was clear that the spirit of the law had been violated, but he also said he wasn't sure if the concept of a coming together or a meeting of the minds actually equates a meeting.
What you're telling me then, Sarah, is that Iowa's open meetings law could get gutted here.
Potentially. We'll find out a little before 9. So it's also important to remember that it's often not a yes or no decision. Courts often issue narrow rulings that don't result in sweeping changes. But we'll find out.
It seems worth noting here, Sarah, that also these oral arguments for this case were one of these cases where the state Supreme Court was holding oral arguments in a evening session.
Yeah, so the oral arguments for this case happened at Newton High School back in October of last year. Since 2011, the court has been holding these evening oral arguments in places outside Des Moines so that members of the public who usually can't make it to the Supreme Court can still watch their judiciary in action. And while addressing the crowd after oral arguments, Chief Justice Mark Cady even invoked Thomas Jefferson.
Okay. So one other thing here. At the beginning of the week, you had a report that it was Sunshine Week, and that is a national celebration of the public's right to access of information. Is this just a coincidence here?
I thought that was interesting, too. So I emailed the judicial branch's communication director. He says it's just a coincidence.
All right. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks, Clay.